All right, everybody, welcome back. Another episode of your favorite sports bullshitting podcast, Buddy's Podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
Got me and Chris in the house, and here we go.
Gang, gang.
I had to wait for you to say that. Gang, gang.
Oh, of course, always.
All right. I feel like that little 5 second...
It always seems like it's so long, but so short.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's just long enough for the whole non-copyright music shit that we've been doing.
Oh,
lately.
Yeah, totally. Like, hey, it's just under the radar.
Man, I feel like we were giving people good music, too, before
you know,
we had to do this bullshit.
We're putting them up on some stuff,
copyright
stuff. Old stuff, new stuff. So, you know what? As I'm scrolling through, these little pages on YouTube.
Yeah.
I have to pride myself. I have not gotten to the point of no return as far as trying to find something to watch at night to make myself go to sleep or be that bored to where I've watched Cats.
Cannot bring myself the movie?
Cannot bring myself to do it.
Oh my god. Remember when you made me watch that trailer?
Dude, because I was just disturbed too. Yeah.
That was so weird.
Proud moment for myself. I have not stooped that low. And I actually have a soft spot for musicals. But that no. It's not gonna happen.
It just looked weird.
Yeah, the cat people look so weird.
They didn't have genders.
You know, and coming from someone that sat through Wonder Woman 84 that had a cat person in it, that cat person, even though it was, kind of spotty CGI, looked better than the Cats movie.
Right.
Which was all about people that were cats.
Wasn't Jason Derulo one of the cats?
Yeah, he was. Jason Derulo.
All right, everybody, here we go. A lot of NBA.
Man, a lot
fucking
of NBA.
It's the same story as last week, right?
It is.
I've watched so much fucking basketball. It's silly.
The amount of basketball I'm watching on a nightly basis now, because I'm usually not this invested in the NBA.
Yeah.
Until after the All-Star break.
Right,
but you know what?
Right.
Technically speaking, on a normal year, this would be the time where I'm heavily invested in the NBA. Because it's technically All-Star break time. It's just, it's pushed back this year because of, the season starting later. So, maybe it's just, normal business as usual for me, but...
The Tigers just signed a pitcher.
They did?
Julio Teheran.
Tehran?
What?
Was it... you said Teheran or was it Tehran?
Tehran, I'm not sure.
Did he play for the Braves?
Yeah.
I think that is Julio Teheran.
Yeah.
He actually wasn't bad a few years ago.
What, with the... last year he played for the Angels, it looks like. He went 0-4, had a 10 ERA.
Yep. Looks like it.
Started 9 games, 31 innings pitched.
Yeah.
Gave up 12 bombs. Ooh.
Ooh.
1.76 whip. That's Anibal Sanchez and his fucking, pitching his home run derby during the midway through the season.
Yeah, going back a few years, he was not as bad. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was switching leagues that killed him because his ERA was hovering around 4, or less, realistically.
Yeah. Well, we're also an American League team, so.
So that's not looking good for him.
Right.
Unfortunately.
He's got Mud Hen written all over him.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we've brought in some pitchers before who have, played better when they got here.
Oh,
but
dude.
We also used to have, the best pitching staff ever.
True that.
Yeah. But like we said, we've been watching so much freaking basketball. I've caught so much basketball that I had to not watch sports for or not dive into sports because I'm always just diving in looking at stats, all sorts of stupid shit. But
yeah,
I started watching that one show on Apple TV.
Which one?
I almost never watch TV, right?
Which one?
Ted Lasso.
Okay, I've been meaning to watch that.
It's like a very wholesome show. Nothing but positivity. Shit happens, and then it just turns out. He flies to England to be the coach of a soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
And, he's just,
Dude, so I came across an interesting thing the other day, and I was like, I'm going to bring it
Chris
up on
Chris just
the
shut off my movie review.
My bad.
No,
my bad. Oh, because I've been meaning to watch it, though.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, because I was like, wait, because this is something that you'd love, actually.
Yeah.
So, came across it the other day. Pro Football Reference has a Hall of Fame indicator, actually.
The Hall of Fame indicator.
Yep. So basically, it lets it combines all the stats and stuff for players.
Okay.
Let you know, hey, what are their chances of making the Hall of Fame? By this, the quarterback Hall of Fame monitor that they have, they technically have Peyton Manning over Tom Brady as the GOAT.
Now, a lot of people will, especially the Tom Brady haters.
Yeah,
they will.
Which I kind of understand, but I'm like, at this point, when Peyton did go out, which is why I say, you know, to me, which on this list, Aaron Rodgers is top five on this list, you know, because of accolades and stuff. But I do feel like for you to be in the GOAT talk, when you go out, you know, sure, you know, a ring or two does help. But where do you stand on those all-time lists? Like, I expect a greatest of all time to go out with those records. And it's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers necessarily, but unfortunately, Tom Brady refuses to retire. So every record that Aaron should retire with, he's not, because Tom is keeping pace with him.
Right.
And I mean, even on years where Aaron has plays out as my, Tom's still giving you about 30 touchdowns that year. So you put up damn near
Brady's
50,
good
but
for damn near 40, yeah, you know, every year.
Like, so realistically, Rodgers just can't catch him.
And I mean, I don't know what season he's in. What is it? His 18th season or something?
Yeah, Brady's
like that.
On, Brady's going on his, actually it's showing.
I think he threw, 4,600 yards, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
40
yeah.
touchdowns?
Yeah.
What, 12, maybe 16 picks?
No sign of slowing down.
I mean, stop, right?
Like, yeah.
If there's any debate. And here's my take on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is written from the perspective of somebody who roots for a losing organization.
Probably.
Like, that is their take on it, right?
Because this is, when they use the metric, is saying that it breaks down basically, you know, so your averages, Pro Bowls, All Pros, championships, and different other milestones and stuff. So pretty much, I think the way that it weighs it is like, you know, your awards and stuff. Yeah. So the approximate value that they dictate is basically your peak year, 100%, and then 95% of your second best, and then 90 of your third best. And then basically, you know, is the year's decline for your overall progress and stuff like that, it's a smaller percentage, so it doesn't really hurt your resume. And then, you know, they like bonuses are added basically by your Hall of Fame or, you know, decade selections, MVP awards, Defensive Player of the Year awards, stuff like that. And all
I'm just
going to
tell you now, this is fucking stupid.
And the like, two the things that are at the bottom, Super Bowl titles and Pro Bowls.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yep.
So Super Bowls should legitimately be like one of your...
It should
like,
be
your,
in there.
Your playoff... Because getting to the playoffs is not an easy task at all. Like,
it's
the
not.
Lions just don't even go,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what I'm saying. This is written from the perspective of somebody who doesn't take that into consideration. They don't. They look at, like, overall performance, like how well you play during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
None of that matters if you can't wrap it up.
Exactly.
Right? Brady's done it 7 times.
Yep.
It's not a debate anymore. It wasn't a debate before he won this one.
It wasn't. Like, to me, it hasn't been a debate since ring 5, realistically.
I mean, dude, ring 6...
Ring went with solidified
a,
it.
He went with a bunch of rookie wide receivers, a short white quarterback catching the ball, and a frat boy.
Yep.
You know, like, their defense was solid. Don't get
it
me
was,
wrong. They were
but
solid.
Still, he made the most of what he has.
Like, and he doesn't even play his best games
he's
in the Super
of,
Bowl.
To
right?
me, he's one of the most cerebral athletes when you think about it. Because Tom Brady, to me, not the most gifted guy. Sure, he has a nice arm, but he's not the most gifted guy when it comes to moving around in the pocket. He's not Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes where
right.
he can do these amazing and ridiculous throws out of nowhere and you're in awe.
Right.
He literally knows what he's good at. He sticks to his lane. He finds guys that are good at certain stuff and finds a way to amplify their value by feeding them where they're best at. And he's good.
Absolutely. And another thing, man, like just what he does to other people, like mm-hmm. this is very underrated because, you know, you look at somebody like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, like these guys have had absolute studs. Now, don't get me wrong, Brady's had Randy Moss, but he threw for what 5,000 yards that
but
year.
But I mean,
for
the most part, short of Randy Moss, and then up until this year, if you take away Gronk, Brady's basically next best wide receiver option was what Deion Branch, maybe.
No, it's always been a short white kid.
Yeah,
always.
Still, you know,
not anybody you would expect to go out there. But what he does is
he rallies what they're good at.
Well, he rallies his troops. He makes mm-hmm. them like not want to drop the ball because they're playing for Brady.
Yep,
you know. And, like, that's a different kind of fire. You can't put that on a fucking stat
No,
stat
you can't.
List,
like, that's a leadership that you cannot measure that
right.
at all.
Like, these guys will go out there and do whatever the fuck they have to help Tom Brady, you know, win a ring.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Danny Amendola, you know, another guy, like, he goes out there and
he
says,
like
the Patriots,
a stud there.
Yeah, he says, like, the Patriot way is with Tom Brady.
Yep.
You know, like, it's not...
It's not Bill's way or, you know, Kraft's way and all that. No, it's... Tom that
and
does
by
it.
what everybody's saying is with the doing things the Patriot way is essentially going out and winning Super Bowls.
Yeah,
you know, like there's a reason why Tom Brady's doing it went out first season with another team, new system, new head coach, new wideouts, new everything.
Yep.
And went out and won a ring. You know?
So another funny thing with this list too. So technically, by the standards of this list, these are people who, you know, some technically don't qualify yet because they're technically still playing, but technically would have a higher overall as far as, like, you know, their Hall of Fame resume than Calvin Johnson. You have Larry Fitzgerald, of course, first ballot Hall of Famer in my opinion.
Easy.
Reggie Wayne, Torrey Holt, Julio, AB, Steve Smith, and Andre Johnson. These are guys that are over Calvin.
Over Calvin.
As far as overall their legacy and rank, like the statistics, you know, championships, all pros, all that stuff, they're ranking over Calvin. Yep.
Okay, let me say, and that's another huge thing, man. Calvin never won anything. Now, from the wide receiver position, it's a little harder
to be the more skewed person. Yeah, because, you know, you can put up monstrous numbers and still not go anywhere. I mean, look at Randy Moss until he got to New England.
Right.
He was putting up ridiculous numbers week in and week out, but team couldn't do anything with it.
But, I mean, you look at that list, like, everybody's got Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yep.
Excuse me.
Well, it's short of Julio.
Except for Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Or did they win? No, they lost.
No, they lost, yeah. So, Fitz and Julio are the two without, but, you know.
I mean, the fact that Fitz is still doing it, I mean, he's got, aside from the rings, man, he's got, like, that Brady thing where he's just not slowing down, dude. He goes out there and you know what you're getting. You know, he's not the best on the field.
Exactly.
I don't think he's ever been, but.
He played at a time with Calvin. Where he was definitely, like, you know, kind of up there, like before Calvin really took off that trajectory, because here he made the Madden cover. Fitz was a monster that year.
The only reason he got it, he shared it with Polamalu because they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Fitz was a monster that year, dude.
He was good.
Because, like, you gotta remember, he was so good.
People were overlooking
Anquan Boldin, and Anquan Boldin was no slouch.
Right.
Yeah, so Fitz was definitely a stud for many, many years.
Has he ever led the league in yards, though? That year with Kurt Warner. And he had some good seasons with Carson Palmer. I don't think he ever led the league in passing yards. Because you got to think, man, like, there was a lot of good receivers.
I mean, he's had some high years. Wow. Right. Yeah. 05, he put up 14,000.
100.
Well, 100, yeah.
He put up 14,000.
Dude, he's a Hall of Famer by default.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Let's see. Yeah. 08 did basically the same, and 07.
08 was the Super Bowl year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually. Let's see. Yep. Basically spun around to it again in 2011. He's put up some high yardage. It's just really the thing with Fitz was, like, he gets you a ton of yards. He just wouldn't really touch the end zone as much as you'd hope.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl year and the year after were really the years where he was, like, finding the end zone. He had 12 and 13.
Yeah. But I mean, he's done it with a lot of different quarterbacks, too.
And that's another thing, too. Like, he's had, you know, Kurt Warner, Carson Palmer. Who else has he had? Was Kevin Cobb technically a starter in Arizona at one point?
I think he played. I don't know if he was ever, like, technically, like, their guy.
I think he might have been, like, maybe a week or two for injury, if that.
Maybe. But I know, like, yeah. But Palmer and Warner were the big ones.
Yeah, but other than that, it's been a rotating door in Arizona. Yeah,
Rosen and Murray. And,
exactly.
Yeah. What quarterbacks are on, like, the move right now, man? We were just I heard something earlier.
Well, you know, Cam's a free agent technically now. Let's see, Wentz has finally been moved, which, so Tez is an Eagles fan, you know, which, you know, Tez and everything, he's an Eagles fan. He kind of felt a little bit away about the trade because, you know, he's like, dude was the number two pick and they got, you know, nothing for him, basically.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's fair. But I looked at it this way. Technically speaking, and I'm sorry to say this, Miles, but technically speaking, it could be debated. Even though I love Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff was the number one pick as a quarterback.
Right.
He didn't really show that he's, you know, declining to the point where it's like, hey, let's completely give up on this guy and just move him the way that Wentz did.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel, to a degree, considering what was sent over from the Rams and stuff to get Stafford, technically you may have gotten more for Wentz than you did for, you know, Goff. Because you got to think, you've had to send over first round picks with Goff to move him in order to get Stafford. That's why I'm looking at, like, maybe, you know, looking at it straight up, yeah, you might have gotten a little more than that, but I don't know. I was just trying to find a silver lining in it.
Well, I look at it this way, man. Like, Philly easily won that trade.
Yeah,
they I don't think that's much of a
debate. I don't think they really lost that trade, especially considering like he has to play what, like 70% or 75% of snaps.
Right.
Then they make the playoffs, and that's a first rounder.
Right.
You're pretty much, you and Tennessee are basically 1A, 1B for that division.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, anytime you are a quarterback away,
mm-hmm.
and you're trading away, you're going to lose that deal.
Yeah.
But you're hoping to get your guy that's going to put you in a position to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's the same thing with, like, fantasy. If you have a guy that you can't afford, right?
Yep.
Like, say you have a top three running back, and I offer you, you know, two wide receiver twos and, like, a good backup running back. You know, like,
yeah.
I technically lose out on that deal.
Yep.
But I get a guy who's going to, you know, put my team literally here, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's hard to really weigh that necessarily. Now, one thing, too, though, that I can say, which makes it seem like Philly definitely got over a little bit more on that trade. Dude, Wentz was the least accurate quarterback with a clean pocket.
Yeah, I mean, he was bad last year.
And you've got to think, Indy's O-line ain't no joke. So, whatever was wrong with him last year, he has to get that shit together.
Right.
Because if you're the least accurate quarterback with a clean pocket, like, at this point, it's no excuses for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to step up. And, of course, you know, your favorite former Lion, Dan Orlovsky, who has a man crush on Carson Wentz, he goes on ESPN the last few days. Wentz is going to have an MVP season. He's going to be back to that level. He's going to be, you know, killing it in the league next year. I don't see that happening.
I don't know why people listen to that.
He'll be serviceable at best, but I don't think Wentz is going to be MVP level, in all honesty. I feel like Goff and Stafford will be more closer to an MVP level than Wentz will.
Well, it's because they're better quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I mean,
they're
going to have a bigger chip on their shoulder.
Like, I mean, Stafford, you put Stafford on the Rams, they're immediately Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
It's the best defense in football.
Yep.
They're not really going to lose anybody. The rookies are going to be a year, you know, year more experience. They're going to be mm-hmm. go out and ready to play, hopefully, in the playoffs, because you're going to get there.
Exactly.
Hopefully in the playoffs you don't have Darnold go down and, you know, Stafford break his thumb.
Exactly.
And then you're pretty much ready to go, dude. You're going against a KC for a ring,
yep.
you know, or Brady, I guess I should
and
say.
And I mean, honestly,
you know,
it's
– in an AFC or NFC championship, but
– yeah, and in all honesty, too, like, I look at this as well in that trade, like, with Goff. Goff has every reason to be pissed about that trade.
So absolutely.
I do feel like he's going to come into
they
that
this season.
They just
shipped him from fucking L.A. to Detroit, dude.
Like, the dude literally played injured.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you're the problem. Bro, what did I even do?
I just had thumb surgery like 10 days ago, man.
I'm coming to work. I'm doing my job. Let me live.
I
do feel like Jared Goff, like, and I'm not sipping the Lions Kool-Aid or anything, but Jared Goff is going to try his best to have a hell of a season next year for the Lions. Like,
right.
honestly, that trade for them can work out in their favor, not just for the picks, but because Goff's going to be trying to win games.
I mean, the Lions killed on that trade.
Yeah.
The Lions
got trade raped. That's what
absolutely.
It was. Like,
but here's the thing. It doesn't matter, dude. Like,
yeah.
when you get a quarterback, you get a guy. Stafford is established. He's literally just been waiting on having that team
exactly.
to win. The only thing I fear with Goff is not being in McVay's system.
Yes.
That system was designed to protect
him.
Yeah. Like,
Anthony Lynn is a hell of a play caller. You know, like, he's a good offensive mind, so hopefully he can capture some of the magic. But Sean McVay is one of those, like, once in a, you know, every so often type of minds that you get with the offense.
Well, here's another thing is, who's he going to be throwing to?
Yep.
Like, is Galladay going to go?
Exactly.
Marvin Jones basically said he's gone.
Oh, Marvin said he's gone. He even said, like, I'm trying to go to a contender.
He's trying to go play in L.A.
with
Stafford.
Yeah, but another update came out today. He wants to play for a contender. So
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Well, you know. But
they're contenders, Chris.
Just in case you guys don't go after him, because I can see the Rams not going after Marvin, because you still got Cooper Kupp. You've still got Robert Woods. You've got, what was the other receiver, too, that was actually?
Van Jefferson.
Yep, Josh Reynolds. So you've got a solid receiver room.
Right.
Marvin will make it a little more crowded. You could probably make it work, but you don't have to bring in Marvin Jones there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they should, man, just because there's so
many
injuries.
I mean, why
not?
You've already got the chemistry with him and, you know,
there's so many injuries on the Rams, like,
especially
every year in the wide
receiver position,
right?
Yeah.
Like, Cup's always going down.
Yep.
You know,
Woods will maybe miss a game or two.
He'll get a freaking headache and be out, you
yeah.
know, smashed in the head, whatever the fuck.
Jefferson will miss time, too, or Reynolds will.
Right, yep. right. I heard something about Watson to Chicago.
It doesn't happen.
Of course not. Like, of course, that's really the last thing we want is Watson in Chicago.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of him going to Denver, though.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Because we were did we talk about it on the pod, or was that just me and you talking?
I think that was just me and you talking. But, you know, I've been open, even though, you know, I'm a KC guy, I've been open to him going to Denver because, like, dude, I get to see Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson two, maybe three times a season. Yeah, give me that.
Dude, that would be fantastic. And Denver's ready to go.
And then not only that, you'd also have Deshaun Watson and Justin Herbert twice a season.
Right.
Deshaun Watson and Derek Carr twice a season. Right, Derek Carr ain't no slouch.
He's a baller.
Like,
dude.
He's a baller. Yeah. Like, honestly, Derek Carr, because it was like some stat as far as, like, you know, the touchdown to interception ratio. Him and Rodgers are like the two guys in a category as far as having a pretty decent ratio between the two.
Oh, Carr? Yeah.
Like, he's give Derek Carr shit, but he's actually pretty damn good. It's just he plays for the Raiders, and the Raiders find ways to shoot themselves in the foot in the game.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is.
But
that
here's
kills it.
We've been saying this for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. The Raiders are a good football team.
Yeah.
And last year, they were very front loaded in the draft.
Yep.
These guys are a year older.
So the mistakes that happened in the second half, because really the second half of the season killed them.
Right.
They started off hot. They were looking great.
It was just inexperience, man.
Yeah. They were just finding new ways to lose games.
Who's the kid on the outside for the Raiders, man?
Which one?
The fucking wideout, the rookie.
Oh, Ruggs.
Ruggs, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't really come along like everybody thought.
That dude is going to be a freaking
beast. Yeah, the second year, he's going to definitely clean
it
up.
He's going to be a beast.
Yep. Because he seemed like he looked like the worst out of the rookie wide receivers if you compare what everybody else did. Because he had some down weeks.
But, yeah. I mean, man, when he got open, you could see the freaking speed on him.
You could.
I mean, it's not quite Tyreek Hill.
I mean, statistically, though.
Right.
He was statistically the worst out of all of them. But, I mean,
but then you got Bryan Edwards, another wide receiver.
That type of receiver class,
yeah.
It's hard to really, you know, say, oh, you were the worst of that class when that receiver class came in were producing like they were vets.
Jerry Jeudy was pretty rough too, though.
He was, yeah.
And he was supposed to be the best one.
He was supposed to be the best one out of all of them.
Justin Jefferson
was
just a freak.
That's a reason why Deshaun to Denver works.
I know, man. They've got a good young team.
You give him Jerry Jeudy. You give him KJ Hamler, a healthy Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant.
Tim Hamilton.
Philip Lindsay. Yep, Tim. Yeah. Patrick. Yeah.
Tim Patrick. That's
That was it. Yeah. It was another guy.
Hamilton.
Deshaun Hamilton. I don't think Deshaun was there last year.
He was, but he like barely played.
Okay. Because I'm like, I didn't really recall him getting many reps, and their receiver core was banged up most of the year.
But that's because they got like one of the deepest cores I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was ridiculous how guys were able to step up.
Three running backs, a hell of a defense. Yep.
I hear they may be trying to part ways too. without Melvin Gordon in the offseason. Because honestly, I don't see why they made that move. It never really made sense to me considering you had Philip Lindsay.
Yeah. I mean, he had a couple of good games.
He did, you know. But Melvin Gordon's really more so, he's a vulture to me.
Yeah.
Like, his volume really depends on how he gets into the end zone. Because he's not going to pop off without them touchdowns.
For, like, huge fantasy days. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
All right. You want to switch gears?
We could. We could switch gears.
Fucking basketball. Ugh. Man. It's been so draining, dude. I can't even. I've watched so much.
I know.
I turn on the freaking game at 7 o'clock, watch it till midnight, damn near every night. It's like, my God.
Dude, I got to the point where I'm like, all right, look, I'm going to watch these games at the end of the night. And then I get towards like 11:30. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and just go to sleep. Like, you know, any bets I got, I'm going to just let them ride.
Yeah. that's another thing I've been doing, like stuff that I've actually, you know, that I'm in on. It's like,
yeah,
I just gotta not watch this because it's like kind of giving me anxiety to watch,
you know. And it does. But last night for me, last night was so beautiful.
Oh yeah, last night was great,
dude.
We both killed last night.
Oh yeah, we did. Like, that was just perfect because it was the perfect storm. And like, I messaged like my brother and then a few other people, like, yo, did you put in on you know, like any of the bets last night?
Yeah.
Nah, man, if there was ever a night to go underdog heavy,
right,
last night was the night because it was a perfect storm. The Lakers were banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie was back.
Yep.
Milwaukee has just been mentally incompetent.
They've just been bad.
And Miami against Sacramento, technically Miami was an underdog in that at one point.
Because
it was so, odds on that were so close. Like,
yeah, it was
technically Miami was the underdog if you got on the money line at the right point.
Right.
So it's like, realistically, dude.
And like right before the game, Miami jumped to like a -4.
Yeah. Like, what? Dude, I think like right before, when I checked it like a few minutes before, it was trying to say like they were, no, it was like an hour or so before the game. They had it at like pretty much a half point spread.
It was, yeah. And I was like, and then like what? Right before, like a snap second before the game, I accidentally bet the game twice.
Really?
I accidentally took Miami twice.
I did that technically last night, but that was because when I realized, hey, AD was out and Kyrie definitely was playing, I put extra money on the side on the Lakers to lose.
Yeah.
Well, because I was like, dude, like they're like, you know,
yeah, they were missing Schroeder, they were missing
right.
AD.
Like once you found out Schroeder was out, it was like, oh yeah, that's it. That's a loss for them. Unfortunately,
right,
like
right.
They don't have and LeBron played his heart out, but they didn't have enough firepower. Everybody else wasn't stepping up. Kuzma tried,
and I mean, Brooklyn really got away from him in the second quarter. Like
Brooklyn just couldn't miss any threes. That
I know,
was it. Like
man.
They were just raining down. Joe Harris popped off.
Right.
What's his name? Louie Cabaret or whatever
it
is.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I forget. He hit like fucking four
like
of them.
He was just killing them on three-pointers. Like, man.
Yep. We got the Pistons starting here in a second.
Yep, they do start soon. Actually, we can pull them up.
Them versus Memphis. I'm pretty interested to see how they play Memphis.
Dude, like, I did not want to take that Bulls bet the other day, and I didn't, because I'm like, what Pistons team is going to show up?
Yeah. Man, dude, Jeremy,
came out and
Jeremy Grant
the
showed up. I mean, they blew like a 25-point lead or something.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Grant played his freaking heart out,
did.
Dude. It was insane. He dropped like 43 points, right?
Yep. Yeah.
43, 45, something like that.
Man. It was 42, I think. Yeah, he ended with 42, I believe.
I thought it was an odd number. Come on, Chris. You got me feeling crazy right now.
No, I thought it was 42.
Because this is the most important thing to us is being
right.
Being
you know,
right.
We just got
to
be right.
43 points.
We won't give you no bad information where is Chun-Li in the
bro,
Mortal
went
Kombat
15
movie.
15 of 25.
Man.
So, monstrous. I mean, if he's not an all-star, like what are we even talking about?
I mean, but to be fair, like I was saying when we were going through the all-star list, I could see how he can get snubbed. Like, he's balling, but... Outside of Detroit, who's really watching Pistons games? Unfortunately.
Sports bettors, because they've been fucking hammering that spread.
Yeah, they have. But it's like, unfortunately, you know.
But people who bet sports aren't voting
for the All-Star game.
Right.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, you don't have those eyes on them as much.
Well, you
much.
Would think like
and I'm not even seeing them
or
on,
coaches,
like,
whoever the hell votes on
and
that.
And that's the thing, because Casey has said he's been telling every coach, yo, Jeremy Grant is playing well. Look at the role that he came from to the role that he's in. Casey's vouching for him on that coach's vote. So I hope the coach's vote can get him in.
It should.
But I don't know, man. It's steep. It's steep.
Here's the thing. We were just talking about this before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Grant is probably the best trade piece I've seen for the Pistons in years.
Yeah,
I
would hate for them to trade him, but I mean, some of the ideas you were throwing out there where if somebody were to overpay.
But look at it this way, right? So it hurts you, mm-hmm. like in the sense, like when you go to sign another free agent, they're gonna be like, "Oh, they're just gonna sign
right,
me and trade
you're just
me."
Sign and trade me.
But who cares? We're not a freaking free agency destination, anyways. You know,
yeah.
like who's come here as a free agent? Him and Plumlee. You know, like no one's coming here, anyways. You know,
true.
You're not signing Durant. You know, this ain't Brooklyn.
Yeah,
this is Detroit.
See, so this is why I do feel like though he may not make it, because. He would have to make it over Bam Adebayo.
Okay, that one's kind of questionable, but if you've watched Pistons games, I think you could make a damn good argument, but go ahead.
But people are more likely watching the Heat games.
Right.
They were just in the finals, and they get more national exposure.
Right.
Jason Tatum. Celtics definitely get exposure on national TV, and he's averaging, you know, a pretty decent amount on points.
Let me tell you something about Jason Tatum. He gets most of his
shit. He's volume scorer.
He gets most of his points from the line.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, dude. I've been watching a lot of Boston games.
Mm-hmm.
This guy gets some tic-tac calls, and he literally misses everything.
I mean, the same was said for James Harden at one point, too,
right,
but
right.
James Harden still was an all-star.
Right.
And that's another guy that technically would be, you know, able to make it over him, Harden. Grant's probably labeled as a forward anyway, so like we're just looking at forwards. Chris Middleton is another one.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant, easy over Chris Middleton. It's not even close for me.
Yeah, but... I mean, hey.
Chris Middleton rides off the back of Giannis.
He does. But it's like, I'd love for Jeremy Grant to make it. I just don't realistically see it. And then, I mean, you know, he'd have to make it over Trae Young.
Dude, Drew Holiday is more important to that team than Chris Middleton at this point. And I know Drew Holiday, what he's been, he has missed what last however many games.
Yeah.
Why do you think they've lost?
Yeah.
You know, like before they had Eric Bledsoe,
mm-hmm.
and he was a huge part of that team. That when the Bucks were like, oh shit, these guys are winning a championship.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Middleton's a hell of a scorer. They've Don't get me wrong.
They've fallen so far. It's scary, right, man. Like the skid that they're on is just, you just look at it like, what's going wrong here? Like, where did you go wrong?
Giannis is scoring 30-some-odd points a night, but no one else is stepping up.
Yeah,
no one else is stepping up.
Like, what do you do to fix this?
Right.
So, weird thing that I kind of noticed recently.
Huh.
Grayson Allen shockingly looks like Ted Cruz. I cannot shake that.
Who?
Grayson Allen.
Who? Who's that?
The guy that plays for Memphis. He's like one of the guards. He was the guy at Duke that, like, nobody fucking liked a few years ago.
I'm sure if I've seen him, I know who he is. I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, the white guy?
Yeah.
He looks like Terry Crews?
No, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Oh, okay.
Dude, it's totally
Ted Cruz.
Oh, I know
who you're talking
about.
Okay. Yeah, he totally does.
He's totally the Zodiac Killer, man.
Yeah, he totally looks like Ted Cruz.
Is he playing tonight or is he in Cancun? No, he's playing tonight. He's not in Cancun.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a thing? Ted Cruz, like, fled Texas?
Dude, that was okay, so I feel bad for everybody in Texas. I really, really do. But, man, Texas government really has just been on a situation all week where it's like, dude, I can't help but laugh at how incompetent y'all are. Like, you got Ted Cruz like, yeah, my daughters want to go on vacation, even though all this is going on, so I took them. And then you just flew back 24 hours later. Yeah, because you guys were on me about it. Okay. And then did you hear about the one mayor in Texas that made the Facebook post?
No, I haven't been paying attention at
all. Dude, he was going off like, yeah, you know, like, it's whatever. Y'all just gonna have to deal with it, blah, blah, blah. And he pretty much, like, sum it up, he was like, sink or swim. Like, that's how he felt about it. He resigned literally the day after he made the post.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, man, but it's unfortunate seeing how Texas has been hit with those storms, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I do feel bad for a lot of people, but at the same time, it's like, dude, I could have swore a few years ago there was a scenario somewhat like this where, like, a storm hit and houses were, like, easily falling apart. We didn't think to make sure stuff like this cannot happen. Like, some of these houses, unfortunately, look like they were made of paper mache.
Huh.
The way that they're falling apart, it's like, literally, I keep seeing, like, different videos and stuff of people's houses. And at first glance, I'm like, oh, it's the same video I've seen. No, it's a different house just falling apart the same way that the other one did.
Huh. I mean, anytime it snows down there, they shut down the whole city.
Yeah,
they don't even have salt,
yep,
you know?
But, like, it got to the point where, like, they had to shut down. Like, people's water got shut off because their pipes were busted.
Yeah, and I mean, they're,
so,
like,
cold.
Off the power grid and everything else, you know?
Yep.
It's just, yeah.
And then the power grid thing was because apparently they were, you know, rolling blackouts on people to try to preserve the power.
Because,
yeah. Oh, everyone's at home, so we got to reserve the power, make sure it doesn't cause a power outage overall. Which is messed up because you're
was
in
that
Texas.
Sadiq Bey?
Yeah.
So he's already got 1-3?
Yep.
Did you bet the...
I didn't take
I can't
that
believe
one.
They gave the Pistons
Dude,
one.
I, was,
sorry
I started
off,
to take but it, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not banking on him to score
15. He was playing the week last week.
Was he?
Yeah, he was actually Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
No,
I was shocked.
I mean,
I'm like,
he,
whoa.
Like, he's a huge spark plug off the bench.
He
you
is.
Know?
I think, actually, they gave him the starting position last week. That's why he wound up being able to... Yeah, because he's still starting now.
Yeah, I mean, well, with Blake out, too. They're putting,
yeah.
They got Grant at the four.
Yeah, because they had Stewart actually starting when Plumlee was out those two games.
I mean, I love Sadiq Bey, and, you know, you love watching, but, man, don't you just wish you had LaMelo Ball?
I do. I really do.
I mean, then you wouldn't even be talking about trading Jeremy Grant, you
yeah,
know?
You
like,
wouldn't.
You talk about, you know, keeping him around.
And, you know,
and
I still got hope for Killian. I still have hope for Killian, but
we haven't even seen him yet.
Like, we've just seen spurts of him.
Right.
The spurts I've seen, he's looked solid. And some people are really trying to write him off. Like,
how do you write somebody off when they're hurt?
Dude, we just drafted a point guard. You need a backup point guard, which DeLon Wright is perfect for.
DeLon Wright is 100% perfect for
that. He's perfect for that backup role. Because, like, we had Ish Smith.
Yeah.
Which DeLon Wright is basically Ish Smith 2.0 in my book.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he even does that little cut around the basket that Ish Smith used to always do every possession. I'm like, dude, how do y'all let him do this every time? And he could have thrown a layup every time, but he was like, you know, I'm just go to the other end.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
All right. And I mean, all of those, every, like, good Pistons team that we've had, it's been a while, but, Every good Pistons team that we've had a, you know, a solid guy off the bench. You know, like
Lindsey Hunter. Always have to have that six man.
Yeah, Lindsey Hunter, Mike James, you know, those types of guys.
Corliss Williamson, scoreless, as people call
him. Well, I'm saying point guards in particular.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, DeLon Wright, it fits that bill perfectly. Yep. You know?
Be that spark plug that comes in, keeps you going.
Right.
But can also help generate a little offense here and there.
Right.
Make plays happen.
And, I mean, you know, if Hayes comes in and he's splashing, they, unfortunately, I think it's the move to make, dude. You move Jeremy Grant. Like, yes, he's a hell of a player to watch. He's a very exciting player. Hell of a scorer, right?
Yep. Oh, Plumlee. What was
you got
that?
Him for
defense.
$20 million a year, which isn't, you know, a huge amount in the NBA.
Nah, that's not. I mean, that's actually a steal in the NBA.
Right. So, I mean, move him while you can. I mean, I've seen things or, you know, projected like trades as far as like Andrew Wiggins and from Golden State. Mm-hmm. You know, Andrew Wiggins and the first round pick that they got from Minnesota.
And Wiggins really ain't been playing too bad this year.
Right, but if you got him over, and then you got the first rounder that they traded D'Lo from Minnesota,
because Minnesota's definitely a lottery team,
right? You 100% take that, right? Because Pistons are going to be a lottery team, you know, especially if you trade away Grant.
It was unfortunate too. Speaking of Minnesota, what? Apparently, ever since that D'Lo trade to Minnesota, him and Kat have only played 5 games together.
I know, man, that's crazy.
Like 5 games out of, because I'll give them, you know, the pandemic hit and everything.
Did they play in the bubble after?
They didn't play in the bubble.
Oh, okay,
nah.
Okay.
But dude. 5 total games.
Right. I mean, we're how many games into this season?
Exactly. Like, bro,
25 or 30 or something?
Yeah, you're about 30 in, I think, at this point. So it's like, dude, really?
Right.
Come on. Like, and unfortunately, injuries do happen, but man.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that team would be pretty decent, but they did give up their first to get D'Lo. So.
Yep, they did. So they're hurting a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a good scenario. Boston, they need a third. If they want
to. Boston, Danny Ainge knows. He said, he straight up came out and said, we're not good enough. That's my fault.
Right.
So when you hear that, you know Danny Ainge is on the line.
He's calling us. I'm telling you, man.
He's making an inquiry on Jeremy Grant and Blake Griffin, probably.
And Danny Ainge is not afraid to ship out some pieces to, you know.
Ship out some draft picks and stuff.
Whatever.
Troy Weaver likes to collect his draft picks, as we've seen.
Right.
Because he learned from OKC.
Right. And I mean, like, you get a bunch of picks from Boston, you know, you set this team up. Like, this could be exciting times for Detroit, finally, you know, to do a rebuild the right way.
They're looking good. They, like, they have a direction, and they're entertaining to watch. Like, even though they lose games, they're still entertaining for me to actually keep an eye on and watch. Like, I've seen bad Pistons teams where they were so bad, I don't even want to watch.
You don't even turn the game on. Yeah. I've turned on every game.
Like, literally, I turn into them every time they're on. I'm like, okay, I'll at least watch for a second because you know you're going to get a show.
Yeah. I mean, I keep it on. I'm just – I've been, like, addicted to the sport lately. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. Let's see. We've been big into the bets.
Yeah.
I've been riding the Jazz, you know.
Dude, it's a safe bet.
As soon as it opens for the next game, I bet the spread on the Jazz, you know, when it's -2 or whatever. They usually open -2, -5. I take it, you know.
Smart bet.
Pistons
have been a good one.
I didn't take the Pistons tonight. I feel like this is one of those games where,
I took them, but, you know, it's...
It's one of those games for me where...
Trap game.
Yeah, Memphis is just going to get out ahead, and we're never going to come back, you know. They just suffered a real tough, like, kind of one of those, like, gut punches, you know, from Chicago. You're up 25 or whatever the hell it was, and then they come back and beat you, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of, like, you know, that's a punch in the mouth. Dude, OKC is up 11-7 already on Milwaukee.
Let's go.
Boy, I tell you what.
We'll be pretty happy this weekend if that one hits.
Man.
I got a crazy parlay on that one. I forget which all I have, though. I think I took, like, Denver. I think I took Chicago with the +9.
Oh, God dang it. I wish I would have saw this beforehand.
What?
Right at 8 o'clock, the Chili Bets Twitter posted another one for a Siakam. 30-plus points, under 4.5 assists, and under 8.5 boards.
How many points?
Under 30-plus. Siakam's actually been pretty solid this year, too.
Yeah, but is he going to score 30 tonight? Who are they playing?
It's doable. Minnesota?
Maybe. Lowry's out.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, he did a Curry bet, too. Solo for Curry. Oh, wait. Or did that game actually start? I don't think that game started yet. I might be able to do that. He did one for Curry. I don't trust this one, though. The under 5.5 assist. That's what I don't trust. Like, I can't trust Curry to go for 40 because he's playing ridiculous. ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
Steph Curry's
he's playing out of his
hitting
mind.
Everything.
Like, he'll had a slump game, but then he, I think his last game was actually a slump game, and he just snaps right back out mm-hmm. of it. Like,
they're down 13 right now.
Yep.
And had half. Yeah, Phoenix has been. I've been riding their wave, you know, as well. They're kind of winning. They they got punched in the mouth last. What was it against? Oh, that was the Nets
yeah,
game.
The Nets
just
game. The Nets came back. Yeah, James Harden took over.
Yeah, man, they got punched in the mouth by those guys.
But they're gonna bounce back tonight,
right? They're playing the Pelicans, dude.
And the Pelicans' defense has been so suspect this year. So,
well, you saw the game against Memphis. Did you watch that game?
Mm-hmm.
That game was crazy. I mean, they held Memphis to like 109 or something. They dropped like 130, dude. Like, Zion went nuts.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Hart hit like 33s.
Hart's been solid.
Yeah. Lonzo Ball probably came up short on the on his over for points. Mm. He probably scored 10.
Man.
Oh, man. Who else? Boston's up right now against Atlanta. Atlanta can't seem to like just to get wins.
And it's so weird too, because it's like you think they're close.
Yeah.
And then you just look up and it's like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. And like, I mean, dude, that's kind of been the story with them since Trae Young got there too. It's like they on paper, man, you watch these guys and they're like exciting team to watch. They're flying around, they're hitting threes. Trae Young's everywhere, you know, but it's like they just can't seem to win the game.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah. But dude, Zion has been playing out of his mind. Like that game against Memphis, like he was just underneath the basket on every single play, getting and one after and one after and one, dude. Like even fouling, he's like double clutching underneath the basket and shit. Like
Zion's been eating, man.
Yeah, man. You can't stop him on the drive. You know, he gets the ball at the perimeter. He's driving by himself. You can't stop that. And then once he's under there, he's making like moves that
grown
are like
man moves.
Exactly, dude. Like he's double pumping you and everything. It's crazy.
Yep. Like he's. And then, too, what really unleashed it for him, like, Van Gundy was like, yo, Zion, start running the pick and roll as the ball handler. And that just opened up everything. Because at that point, hey, okay, we going to pick and roll with a guard off of me?
Right.
I'm about to have a guard on me?
Right.
Oh, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
What you think this is?
And it's nice to see him, man, because, you know, like, he's a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really see a lot of guys, like, just don't care to drive the ball. Like, he drives right.
Yep.
He drives left. He go up with his left hand on the right side. He doesn't care.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that he's having the year he's having, because you know how I felt. Like, they were giving him too much too soon.
Right.
Because, like, even when LeBron hit the league, they waited a few years before they gave him, like, the endorsements. Like, hey, we're going to give you this cover for the game and all of this.
Right.
We're going to give you that. Like, literally, you launched 2K for the next generation and guy didn't even play 20 games his first season.
Yeah,
he's the cover guy.
Like, Ja Morant probably should have gotten that.
Easily should have gotten it. Easily. Like, that was your rookie
of the
year. Or Luka
or somebody.
Yep. Like, I get, you know, you see Zion as the face of the future of the league. But, dude, like, you got to show me.
Yeah.
And I didn't see enough in those 19 games to be like, yo, because I've seen guys hit the scene. Prime example, Michael Carter-Williams.
Yeah,
rookie
true.
Year. Splashed on the scene, balled out.
Yeah.
Do you even hear his name that often now?
No.
Like, maybe once every so often, but that's really about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, speaking of, like, game covers, like, Giannis, you know, he earned that.
Yeah, he
you know,
earned that one.
He had an MVP. And
Dame
then went
earned
out.
It this year for the current gen, quote-unquote, version.
Yeah.
Dame should have been the cover athlete both versions, in my opinion, but you know.
Speaking of Damian Williams,
Lillard.
Damian Lillard.
He got snubbed.
Fucking snubbed out of an all-star.
And I love Luka as a player. Like,
and Luka started hot, but
Luka even said himself, I don't want to talk all-star because I don't feel I deserve it now.
He doesn't. And to be fair, he doesn't. It's 100% fan vote. And even, like, I feel like Lillard's
close
enough.
Like, when I showed
you
that breakdown of it, like, so Dame had the edge on both parts except for the fans. And the fans weren't even, like, a landslide.
Right.
It wasn't even double the amount of votes.
Well, it was, like, 10 million votes, wasn't it? Or something crazy.
But it wasn't even double the amount of votes, though.
Right.
Like, if it were double the votes, I'd give it a little more weight. But, man. I mean, Dame's making the All-Star team, though. That's a fact.
Of course he's going to be there, but he should be a starter.
Yep. He actually, you know what, though? I think that might partially be. He did already throw his hat into the three-point contest. I think they might have just been like, well, you're going to be here already, so we don't have to give you the All-Star start, quote-unquote. and we'll get more buzz, quote unquote, for making Luka a starter. So I think that might have been it. If so, I don't like it.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. Like, the Portland is fourth in the West, right? They're 18-10. It's him and essentially him and Carmelo, you know?
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yep.
Like,
and Gary Trent actually has been stepping up too.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Damian Lillard, he should be in MVP talks.
He should. He's having that run like he had last year.
Right.
Around the same time where he was just, hey, I'm lights out every night. What you gonna do about it?
Right. And I mean, like, he hasn't, like, you've heard it a little bit before, you know, MVP chatters, but like, let's be fair. Not a lot of players in the league are doing what he's doing right now.
Nah, it's hard to emulate that.
Like, Utah is like a full team effort, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, what they're doing is insane.
Because like, it's because one night is Gobert, one night is Ingles, one night is Jordan Clarkson going off on you. The next night it could very well be, you know, Spider doing it. But you never know who's gonna hit you that night.
Well, they play just crazy good defense too.
Yep.
You know, the Lakers. Obviously, LeBron, I would say, is still the front runner.
He plays
1,000 minutes a night.
I got my eyes on March 3rd, Warriors and Blazers, because if Dame and Steph keep playing on the trajectory they playing, that's going to be a clinic.
Wait, what is it?
March 3rd, Warriors and Blazers. That's the next time they play.
Ooh. Didn't they have a crazy one last year?
No, because Steph didn't play last year, except for like the first game, I think.
Was it 2 years ago then, where they both like went nuts and they both scored like 40 points?
I'm hoping something like that happens in this game.
Right.
That's definitely
like 10 seconds left and there's 3 shots hit from half court.
Like, I wonder if they're going to do like one of those like little funny bets. Like, yeah, so who makes the most logo threes? Because for that game, you can definitely put it out there.
Yeah. Oh, didn't they do something like to start a game?
Well, they said they were joking like, yeah, you know, we'll just start the game off pulling up from the logo, see who can make
it. That's what it was.
And
yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
they would do it. They would totally do it.
Wait, what happened? Why didn't they do it? Did Steph not play or something?
No, I just think they was like, yeah, we'll just go ahead and play normal.
Oh, they were joking. Okay.
I mean, they could. Those two could do it, though. And nobody would even be mad.
Right. I mean, who else were we talking about as far as MVPs? Like Joker?
Yeah.
You know,
Embiid is actually in conversation too because he's been playing pretty damn good.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like every time anyone misses a game, I just fog my glasses up.
Oh,
I feel like anytime someone misses a game, you know, they immediately get like written off as far as being an MVP. You know, Embiid misses what 2 or 3 games.
Yeah,
and then
the talks
like,
have declined. Quote unquote,
you just forgot hearing about
That's
him.
That's why LeBron really stays in the conversation because he doesn't miss time.
Yeah, and he plays 1,000 minutes a night.
Yep,
and like for you know. The Joker, it's like they lose 2 games, like one to the Wizards, and then they lost like a back-to-back, and it's like they completely like, oh, yeah, this guy's not an MVP.
Yep.
It's like, dude, like...
Like, come on now. Really?
Like, stop acting like... Like, and I'm not saying Dame Lillard should be in the MVP talks because he hit a couple of game winners.
Right.
You know? Like, just watching his overall, like, their team is winning games. He's clearly the reason. You know, look at his points scored and everything. Like, he's always does it all,
the
know?
The offense runs through him.
Right. I feel like he should get a little bit more respect than he
does. Oh, he easily should.
Yeah.
Yeah, MVP race is going to be pretty interesting this year. Because you've got some a nice list of guys that are there. If Giannis ends up in the MVP race, I don't understand it.
No, he doesn't belong there.
He doesn't belong there this year.
No.
Like,
he's got bloated points, and that's, you know, you can make the argument that's why Jeremy Grant's so good, you know? But
yeah. But, like, to me, it's LeBron, Curry. And Curry, I give a slight edge to just because of the fact you saw Golden State last year without him.
Yeah.
And you see what they're doing with the same pieces pretty much with him.
Yeah. I wouldn't put Curry there yet, though. I'd put Dame ahead of Curry.
Oh, I'd definitely put Dame ahead of Curry. Okay. But, like, I'd put Curry up there in the conversation because the way he's playing now, like, his numbers are actually comparative to his unanimous MVP season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not?
I mean, you got to kind of talk about Philly, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Embiid, like, he's been good. Yeah, he's missed a few games. But Philly, they're missing something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
is.
Like,
piece missing.
Yeah.
I still feel like if they could have kept Jimmy Butler, they would definitely be a championship contender.
Right.
You know what it was they were missing for a second, though? Seth Curry. Because he was out with, it was an injury, and then he caught COVID, so he missed some time.
Yeah.
He's slowly getting back into that form that he was in prior to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Just something about them. I think it's just Ben Simmons, dude. Like, he completely lacks, like, having that, you know, three-point threat. He won't shoot it, you know? He shot, like, one this year.
Yeah.
You got to have that, you know, from a guy. He's, like, if he could, if he was a three-point threat, if he was like Dirk Nowitzki, like, mm-hmm. that team would be my favorite right now as That's far fair. As, like, to win it all. I think Brooklyn's pretty much a lock to win, to make the finals.
Oh, that's, yeah, I honestly feel like Brooklyn will make the finals.
Even like, if they don't go out and get like Drummond or something.
Yeah, you know? True.
Like, just with Harden, Durant, and Irving alone, like, who cares if they're not playing right now? And they're still winning games.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, because with them, it's just, I don't see anybody in the East that's going to take out Brooklyn. Like, granted, Miami probably could, but
Miami's got to make it first.
Yeah, they got to make it first. And they start off the season pretty rough. Right. So, you know, it's, I'm not saying that it's a guarantee that Brooklyn will, but to me, I don't see anybody in the East that really can stop them offensively. No. Like, because to stop them, you have to outscore them.
Right.
And they've got so much firepower. Like, and, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, there's not enough touches for Harden, Durant, and Kyrie. But the games that they've played, Harden showed, yo, I can defer and still make an impact on this team to help this team win.
Yeah, I'll throw 12 dimes in the game.
Right, easily. And it's not just those three, because,
I mean, he had a triple-double in the game where all of them played.
Yeah. Basically, every game they play, he averaged a triple-double.
Right.
But, like, not only that, not just those three. Joe Harris is a sharpshooter.
Right.
Like, he's a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And their other guys are making shots. Bruce Brown is a hell of an acquisition to him because he's basically the heart and soul of their defense.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best defender on their team.
Yeah. DeAndre Jordan's getting boards.
Right.
So, you know, he's giving you chances. So it's like they have something nice built.
Yeah.
Now, Drummond going there potentially.
I think Drummond's a waste of space for somebody like them.
And you know what? Initially, I was like, he would put them over the hump, but I started thinking about it. He'll definitely make it where they're locked to make it out the East. But beyond that, like, my thing with Drummond is we know he's not a guy that's going to give you, you know, that consistency night in and night out as the number one guy or number two guy. But as a fourth, maybe fifth guy, maybe he can produce something for you, but I just don't trust him defensively, and that's what they need him for defensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously going to grab your rebounds.
Yeah, he's going
to
get you boards.
Big. He's built to. He's a rebound machine, literally. But he's the worst player under the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot create a shot.
A little baby hook.
He can't shoot to save his life. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would just, like, if you're just bringing him in to grab offensive boards and throw it out, you can do that a hell of a lot cheaper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to bring him in.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah, Brooklyn, I don't see a team right now in the East that could even, like, play with them, you know? Yep. Philly's not quite there. I don't know what it is about them. They're not quite there.
Yeah, and it's...
Milwaukee looks rough. They're not
Philly
beating...
Just...
Milwaukee's not beating...
Milwaukee
Brooklyn
not beating nobody
seven,
right now.
Yeah, they're not beating them in a seven-game series.
Like, Milwaukee could draw Chicago, and Chicago will beat them in a series right now.
Right, right.
Like, that's how bad it is for Milwaukee.
Boston really does need that third piece. I feel like if Boston went out...
It could have been Kemba, but he's not really the same Kemba.
No.
He's not.
No. And, I mean, if they go out and they get Jeremy Grant, I feel like that'd be a good move for them.
Yeah, that could.
Because this, like, with him, with Jeremy Grant, Jason Tatum, you know, Jaylen Brown, all these guys have gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, every single year that you've seen them, they've all gotten better, you know? Jeremy Grant taking kind of the biggest stride right now from where he was.
Yep.
But, I mean, you just got all these guys. That's the only way you're going to compete with Brooklyn. You're probably not going to touch them this year, but, you know, next year, the year
next
after.
Next year when you get some chemistry down. And that's another reason why I don't feel like Brooklyn is going to win the championship this year, because what the Lakers did last year to me was kind of special, because you never really see a team come together like that and they can just get the chemistry to gel in a year. It usually takes till, because, like, remember the Big Three Miami Heat? It was the second year when they actually were a threat.
Yeah.
The first year, yeah, they were a threat in the East, but it's like, yeah, you
who'd they lose to in the first year? San
was it
Antonio?
The Spurs?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it the Spurs or was it Dallas?
Ooh.
I think it was Dallas actually that first year.
Well, Dallas only has the one championship. They beat Cleveland.
No, they beat Miami. They beat that Heat team. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was that year actually, their first year.
Maybe.
Yep. But that Dallas team was world beaters. They beat Kobe. Yeah. They beat the Spurs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, they were beating everybody and their mama at that point. Right. So I was like, that was fate. That was fated for Dirk to get that championship. Mm-hmm. But, man, I just don't see that chemistry rounding out with them. And people try to bring up the caveat when I mentioned that, well, Golden State were able to do it when Durant got there. Golden State had their chemistry.
They already won a championship prior.
It was just, how do we fit this extra piece into everything?
Right.
And everybody was like, we'll defer for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, because Golden State already won one.
Exactly. Minus Durant. Their chemistry was there. Yeah. You just have to add it. It's easier to add in a single piece than basically building with a team that you didn't have all together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot Thaddeus Young was in the league.
Yeah, he's played like 1,000 years.
Seems like it, right?
He's still on the Bulls, man, playing too. Yeah. Like, he doesn't like just sit on the bench either. He's playing.
Like, he actually playing.
Right. All right, let's go Chicago. Keep it close.
Right.
I just need him to not lose by more than 9.
You got this, bro. You got this.
Let's see. We've got just a couple of minutes left here. Anything you want to add?
Don't bet NASCAR like I did last week. Dude, so apparently, you know what happened with that bet I did, though?
Chris Lincoln, just a piece of advice, everybody.
Dude, so both me and Kyle put the money on Denny Hamlin, right? Denny was straight. He was good. He was going to actually win.
Yeah.
And at the end, in the last lap, car wreck.
With him?
Yes, him and several other cars.
Was he in first place?
Dog, Kyle was like, dog, I don't want to talk about it. Like, Denny was there. We had the money won.
Dude, and then it was some dude's coach had just big money on Hamlin not winning.
Dude, easily.
He shorted the Hamlin.
All right, clip him. What? Just clip him right quick. Just do it.
Take him out. Oh, that's pretty funny, man. Sorry you lost, but don't bet NASCAR.
Dog, don't do it. Don't do it.
Especially for somebody like you who's probably never watched a NASCAR.
Ever.
Right.
Dude, I think the only time I've actually watched NASCAR, shockingly enough, was Dale Sr. Like, it just so happened to be on the TV when I was at my grandma's house that day. Like, because nothing else was on TV. And then, it's a crash. Oh, okay. Well, then.
Yeah.
This ended very badly. I thought he was going to pull that. Oh.
Well, it sort of
did. Wasn't a foul?
No, you can't. I'm so glad they didn't call that.
So, look, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I like it, but, I mean, usually a guy bumps into somebody like that, that's a foul.
Yeah. Somebody, who did it last night? Maybe
Harden does it all the time.
No, Josh Jackson did it.
Oh, yeah.
And they did not give it to him. And I was like, you know what? Even though I wish he would have got the 2 points, I'm glad they did not give that
to
him.
Good boy, Zach. Whoa. Yeah, I just, like, I hate it, too, because it's like, hey, I'm going to pump fake you. You going to jump? Oh, I'm going to jump into you. Hee-hee. Like, like, it's, I can't even compare it to anything in football, realistically, because I was going to say it's worse than, like, you know, when you catch a guy basically holding and you just launch the ball his way for the pass interference easily. Like, this is kind of worse than that.
Or I think what it reminds me of more is when the D lineman, like, sort of like go, and then the offensive linemen stand up and put their hands up to try and get that call.
Hey, it was him.
Yeah. I hate that shit.
Man, the worst.
Yeah, but I think that's our show, got any other tips? You know, don't bet NASCAR. What do you got? What have you been betting on? Softball? Chris got a problem, everybody. So everybody knows he's got a problem.
I don't have a problem, no. I started to do some college basketball bets, but every time I'm like, why would I do this? I don't even watch college basketball.
Right.
Like, I literally, on Saturdays, it's on in the background. It's like white noise on my TV.
Yeah.
And I just sit there like, what else can I find to turn this off? Because it's really irritating my soul. It's not March. I'm not that entertained by it right now. I don't even have a college basketball team that I'm really going for at the moment.
Hey, like, man, did you see? So Michigan's number one, right?
Yeah. I think they're two.
No, they're number one.
Oh, they're number one now?
Did you see what happened to them last night?
Nah.
They're up by 10 against the Rutgers, right? Bench all the players.
Yeah.
The
spread was like, what, 9?
Spread's 8.
Okay.
The kid comes out, hits a 3. No, they're up by 9, right? Mm-hmm. It's an 8-point spread. They cover.
Yep.
Clear the benches, you know, get the starters out of the game. Kid comes in off the bench, hits a 3.
Killed it.
That literally bounced off the rim like 4 times before it went in. And boom, game. They dribble it out. Michigan.
I started saying you that after I saw the video, like, bruh, like, pain.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have money on that game, but I'm like, that hurt.
Can you imagine, like, that hurt. Dude, I'm throwing, you know, $200 on Michigan. They've got this.
That's
right?
Like last week with Lonzo Ball. Lonzo burnt me and Kyle both because he was like 4 points off as far as for me, as far as like the points he needed.
Yeah.
With that last three he made, he was a single fucking point off for Kyle. A single point.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally, I didn't even tell you. Last night, I bet the, I took the under on all three games. Yeah, Miami fucking beats it by a basket. Yep. That was the third leg. I hit the other two. Comes out and beats it by a fucking basket.
And you know, it was funny because the whole time last night I was sitting there, I was like, because I went money line on all three games. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should pull out early. Then I looked, I'm like, nah. And then I told you what my insurance policy was just in case last night it did go bad.
Wait, what'd you do? Didn't you bet the Nets hard or something?
Yeah, like because the spread was so high on the Lakers. Like, I put if I put a dollar.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
Yeah, because it was like, hey, you put a dollar on it, you can make 30.
Right.
That way, just in case, it, you know, they came back and killed it, hey, at least I won something. I lost 20 out of that, but hey, you know.
You know what? That's one thing that I've learned is don't do that, is when you lose, like, three of your four.
Yeah.
And, like,
don't try
like,
to counter like, it by doing something else.
There's still a game on, man. If I just get the, if I just get this right, I can just make up for everything I just did. Yep. You know?
And the only reason I did that one was because, you know, Brooklyn's defense, highly suspect. And I was like, just in case by some miracle the Lakers came back, because I had no faith in Sacramento to beat the Heat, especially the way Miami came out in that game.
Chance, yeah.
So it was realistically the only iffy part was the Lakers and Brooklyn. And I was like, well, if that's the iffy part and I got a chance where the odds were that high and I could just put a buck on it and still come out with something, hey, why not?
Well, that's what I was telling you, man. Just take the double your money and just take the money line and like –
yeah.
Like the Nets and the
dude, somebody actually cleaned up from that Phoenix and Brooklyn game. Somebody cleaned up because they put money on the Nets like that when the spread, like the odds were ridiculously high.
Yeah.
And they put a couple bucks on it. Yep, came out clean.
No shit.
Because of the comeback.
Right.
I mean, I did it last Friday with Denver.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you hit it for like $70 like out of nowhere? Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the game, like, hey, this is getting close. This is a 2-point game. Yeah. The odds are plus this much.
Right.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
All right. Let me see what we got right now. Fuck it. Let's go against everything we just told you not to do.
Right. Like, hey, let's see what we can do here. Let's make something shake.
Atlanta's down 15. So, shit, dude. See, like, all these teams were way down, and now they all caught back up except for the Hawks.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, they were part of my parlay. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh yeah, let me see what parlay I did. I had a free $5 bet, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do with it? So, I just put together.
Yep. So Atlanta and Detroit are killing my parlay so much to the point where I can cash out. Guess how much I can cash out for?
What?
4 whole pennies.
Oh shit. All right. So what I've got, I took the Suns money line. I took OKC in the money line.
Yeah, my other parlay.
Well, hang on. Let me tell mine. But Chris, it's not all about you, right? No, just kidding.
No, because the one I had with Trae Young to go 25, yeah, I also had to win with it too. So
I took the Jazz. Mm-hmm. I took Minnesota +3 and then Chicago +8.
Okay, that's not bad.
All right, now you can go. No, just kidding.
Yeah, like I don't think those are gonna hit. It's up to the ones that I got for like the single game parlays at this point. Because my 5-team parlay that I had for the like the doubles and stuff,
yeah.
Had the Pistons and had the Hawks on that too.
And that's the one with like DeLon Wright hitting 10 and
10 points. Yeah. And the Pistons went in and Trae Young with 25 and Atlanta winning.
Well, the Pistons are losing.
Yep.
Like, just go ahead and mark that one.
Yeah, they're losing bad. Yep. That ain't going to happen. It's done, foe. Damn, I didn't put anything on Curry in them tonight. Oh, well.
All right. Well, that's our show. We're a couple minutes over already. So.
Right. Hey, Miles, it's plus 2,800 eyes on Atlanta. You sure you don't want to take them?
They're only down 15.
$5 will make you 140, Miles.
They're only down 15.
Yeah, and it's only the third quarter. I mean, come on right now.
So, yeah, follow Chris on social media at Buddy's Podcast.
Milwaukee came back.
Don't follow me or at me. I probably won't see it or respond. So
just cash him
outside.
Talk
to Chris for all of that. And that's our show.
Yup.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.